Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 761, Chewing on Leftovers, recorded live on December 3rd, 2020. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
I'm known as Lord Blue, but you can just call me DJ.
I'll take Lord Blue.
I actually bought land in Scotland, so now technically I'm a lord. I actually got the paperwork, so it's really cool.
Oh, interesting. Well, are we supposed to address you as Lord DJ Blue from now on?
Ironically, I have two different plots, one of which is in DJ Blue PDX's name. So, yeah, when I officially change my name, there will also be Lord Blue. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm well, honest. I know. I'm excited.
Well, okay, Lord Blue. Thank you for gracing us with your holiness myself. Tonight.
Yeah, it was my birthday gift to myself, so I'm happy.
I don't know if he caught that.
I'll get a crown, it's fine.
Oh, geez. Well, we are coming back off of a Thanksgiving week. We were off last week, but we released an episode with Halopedia. We had CIA and Dab on from that group. CIA being from the Halopedia side, and Dab being actually from the Halo fandom wiki that merged with Halopedia, so both of them got to tell their side of the story of the merger, the origins of Halopedia, the things that they are looking for the most help with regards to articles that need references and help for when Infinite finally comes out, being able to kind of make sure that all the information is accurate. So it's nice about our interview that we had with them. So if you hadn't had a chance to go check it out, we put it up last Thursday in lieu of not having a podcast. I know we touched on this just before the show a little bit, but DJ and GT, how were your holiday weeks? Because we had Thanksgiving here in the U.S.
Go crazy. For it, GT.
Crazy?
Crazy, yeah. We went to the parents' house, had lunch, or had dinner. It was just, unfortunately, my brother and his wife tested positive for COVID. So we had a truncated Thanksgiving. It was just my mom, dad, and my wife and I for Thanksgiving. We sat down, had some dinner, and talked, because I don't get a chance to talk to my parents that often anymore, because life. Anyway, and then it just crazy work week. It's just goofy. All the weird problems showed up this week. It's just weird.
Yep.
Or last 2 weeks, actually.
Hopefully weird, but still interesting.
No, just weird.
Just weird? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I'd give it a chance.
I'm like, is this guy really doing this?
So work stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Well, DJ, work stuff and just general people stuff, too. I mean, you can go sit outside Walmart and get this.
Yeah. Strangely enough, I did not really hear much of, like, horror stories of Black Friday shopping, because...
Well, yeah, there wasn't any.
Right.
I was to say, was there any stores open?
Retail sales were down 50% over last year is what I heard last.
Over 50%?
Well, wow. I think there's two reasons for that. Like, not only is there an inability for us to go and shop in person, which is a huge driving force and kind of a social community thing to do, but also half the country isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so there is no money to spend in retail at the moment.
You know, the funny thing is, DJ, I work in an industry that you would think would, in this type of scenario, business would fall off.
Yeah.
Total opposite.
Really?
Except for Home Depot.
We're having a record year. Home Depot, I can understand.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but-
that.
I mean, you're fixing up houses, you're fixing up cars as well.
Like, yeah, people who are stuck at home, yeah, like, but, hey, we can do home repairs.
But there's one minor difference here. People live in houses, so they have to maintain them. It's work they would do anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have to get to places. You're not just going to as many places.
The vehicles I sell parts for are not daily drivers. They're project cars. They are show cars. They are fun cars. These are not
hobbyists.
Well, most of them are not daily drivers. Don't get me wrong. I do have customers that do daily drive their vehicles. But 90% of the cars that I'm selling parts for only come out when the sun's out.
Huh.
But we're having a record year.
Well, you know.
But I have to admit, my demographic is different. Is the demographic of customers that I have is different than you would see at Home Depot. Well,
sure. Not
completely, but a sizable chunk of the people that deal with me would still go to Home Depot, but they wouldn't be the only ones you would see there.
Okay.
You know, most of the people I'm dealing with are either they have well-paying jobs or they're retired. So the pandemic, as far as a dollar amount, is not really affecting.
Got it. Project cars, though, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, thank you for sharing. DJ, how about yourself?
My housemate and I camped out at home. Like, my parents' in-home healthcare nurse was like, nope, they're not in any condition to be visiting people of any kind. So, my parents are on lockdown. And so Kevin and I just hung out here with the dogs and watched Oceans 11, 12, and 13 while cooking food, eating food, playing with the pups, and just chilling. Yeah.
Which one of the three is your favorite?
Oh, God, it's hard to say. You know,
there's something special about each one, really.
Yeah, I think Oceans 12 is probably my favorite because you got Bruce Willis in it. And of course, oh, God, and I just forgot her name. Julia
Roberts?
Yeah, Julie Roberts is in it. And at one point, Julie Roberts is obviously playing an actress, is playing a character who has to play Julia Roberts. Yeah, she's had to play herself, but as someone else playing herself. And it's hilarious. And of course, you know, Bruce Willis is involved in that scene. And you really get to see, like, the guy who plays Hagrid from Harry Potter is in there. Oh, yeah, he's Matsui. Yeah. Remember when Rusty and so and now I'm drawing blanks on all the actors' names. You've got the guy who played Batman, and of course Angelina Jolie's husband, Brad Pitt. So Brad Pitt and oh my God, what's the other guy's name? My brain is just gone. He's the lead character in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, so these two
are the worst.
No. He played Batman in the crappy one.
Batman.
Oh.
George Clooney. There we go.
Okay. Yeah.
George Nipples Clooney. Because his Batman had nipples and he just didn't understand that. So. So Nipples McClooney and Brad Pitt take Matt Damon's character to go see Matsui, which is played by Robbie. I forget Robbie's last name, but he's the one who played Hagrid, this big giant guy. And it's hilarious, the exchange. And Matt Damon does such a great job playing an uncomfortably awkward and just kind of socially awkward character. It makes it enjoyably hilarious because it's so not him in real life.
Robbie Coltrane.
There we go. Robbie Coltrane is
like,
oh yeah, no, it's
I
a great.
I didn't even realize that. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then you end up.
And he's in James Bond too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I've never connected him to, like, I've connected everything else outside of Harry Potter.
Oh, Robbie Coltrane's been in a ton of stuff. He's really great.
Yeah. I'm just having, like, this mind epiphany right now.
Yeah, and I think the thing that really got me was you have so many different iconic characters in the 12th one. You get to meet Catherine Zeta-Jones's character's father, who is the same actor that played Daddy Warbucks in the original Annie film. And you've got, there is numerous cameos all throughout this film that are extraordinary. Mm-hmm. So when you get all this done and you get all of it involved, it just worked out to be a really good film. I love that you get to meet Linus is Matt Damon's character. You get to meet Linus's mom in Ocean's 12. And then in Ocean's 13, you get to meet Linus's dad unexpectedly. And it's great. When you finally realize who this guy is, you just, it makes it that much funnier because this poor kid can't get out from underneath the shadow of his parents, no matter what. Right. And there's not, like, it's, well, what are you going to do? So that's what we did. That's cool. And then started watching more Titans because we've been really enjoying HBO Max and watching Titans.
Very nice. It's been so long since I've watched the Oceans franchise. I need to go back and do that.
It's worth watching. I think it's definitely worth going back through and watching. Yeah.
They've played it so much on the TV around here, I'm getting tired of watching it.
Oh, really? Well, it's like Die Hard. I can watch Die Hard every season and never get tired of it.
Yeah.
Just like I can watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and never get tired of it.
Yeah, that one kind of got wore out for me. Don't get me wrong.
Which
I
one?
Love Chevy Chase.
Die Hard? Oh, yo, oh, yeah.
The Vacation
movies. It's okay movies, every once in a while.
The Vacation movies, and they just, around here, they got played so much. You know, every time I turn the channel, there's Chevy Chase. Don't get me wrong. I love Chevy Chase, and I love all the actors and actresses in those movies, but it just, time after time after time.
Yeah.
I had to take a decade off because I've seen them that many times.
Yep. I only watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I haven't seen Christmas any of the other National Lampoons.
And it's a requirement. So for me, the holidays especially, it is my core baselines, and The Nightmare Before Christmas can be watched anywhere between Halloween and Christmas, and it usually gets watched twice. You got to do a single one seen night. That yet. Oh my God, it's incredible, dude. It's incredible.
Really?
Christmas Vacation, White Christmas, Scrooged, and that's pretty much my big three. And Die Hard, obviously, the whole, like, all the Die Hards.
Die Hard's great.
And if you watch one, you have to watch them all.
I've watched the first one by itself.
You must watch them all.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have to work on your movie watching dust.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening with you.
You're gonna hang with us. You got to keep up.
I know.
It's like saying you've never seen The Wrath of Khan. Please, for the love of God, tell me.
I have seen The Wrath of Khan.
Okay, because
I grew up a Trekkie.
If not, the podcast is over, and we can't come back until
everything at least through TNG and all the movies that spun off of TNG. I'm at least familiar with
which Wrath of Khan.
Both.
Okay, good.
I've seen both.
All right, good. Good. Great. Perfect.
Yeah. First one was better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one. The first one was iconic. The first one was iconic. What I loved about the second one in Abrams' universe was all of the kickbacks to the original. Mm-hmm. There are so many nods to the original, and
I'm kind of sad they haven't come.
And the reversal of roles was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like at that ending was gorgeous because everybody in the theater was just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sad they haven't come out with another one. Like,
they don't know what to do with Anton Yelchin's role. You can't, like, Scotty is such an integral part of. I'm sorry, Chekhov was such an integral part of the show and of the series. And losing Anton Yelchin like that was just completely unforeseen situation. So everybody's just kind of been on a hiatus. Although Star Trek Discovery did a recently with their last episode that they aired had a tribute to him. The ship that plays a major contributing factor to the success of their mission is the USS Yelchin.
Cool.
That's a really heartfelt thing for them to do, and they're going to try and write it into the series as a regular ship that is part of that group.
I still need to see I haven't watched any of the Star Trek Discovery.
I watched like the CBS first All Access six or seven episodes. That's about all I've seen.
I mean, once I get to a point where I have time where I can just like binge watch it, I can just get it for a month and just binge watch it then I'll do
halfway
it.
Through the season, man, is I got halfway into that season thinking, where is this going? And it went and did a 180 and everything just went nuts from there and I got locked in. It was great.
That's cool.
But it took them six episodes to really... It took them the first half season, like 10 episodes, to get into the storyline. It was interesting. Very interesting.
But I still have Voyager and Deep Space Nine I need to catch up with anyways, because I haven't seen those.
It is 2020.
Hell, I've binged the Voyager series at least three times.
I feel like I have failed you as a friend there, Dust.
Deep Space Nine at least twice.
I don't sit down and watch things that often. I have to find a time where I can just sit down and do that, because I can't multitask. Like, if it's something new, I can't multitask with that.
When I'm sick, that's what I do. I find a show that I haven't seen, and I make tea, and I just have tea going in the kitchen, and I lay down on the couch, usually with a dog at my feet, and I just flip on the TV and go. That's it.
I don't get sick nearly often enough to do that. I'm always going.
Well, every once in a while, I'll just take one of my days off, and I just don't do anything.
Go to a Safeway, lick some cart handles in a Safeway. You'll be fine. You'll be sick in a matter of hours.
I don't want to get that sick. I mean, if I can avoid it, I'd like to avoid it.
But no,
it's just one of those things where
I'm not going to make it in today.
Oh. Yeah. I know I have a lot to catch up on, and like, it's kind of one of those funny things of the show now. It's like, okay, what's the new thing that GT and GJ have seen and Dustin hasn't?
Oh, you say new thing and it being a show from 20 years ago, and I'm thinking...
Judging from what we've gotten so far,
revelation, not that's new. new in the fact that it's a new revelation, not that the show is new or anything like that. But anyways, as for me, we went over to my wife's parents. We did a small little dinner. They made a couple things. We made a couple of things. Still going through the last bit of the leftovers from that meal, but we just laid low and kind of chilled out just like everyone else. So I spent the mid-morning to mid-afternoon cooking. We went over there, did our thing, came back, and I forgot what we did after that. We may have watched the Downton Abbey or something like that. So yeah, kind of downplayed as well for me. Going over to our particular update now, we had Achieving Halo not last week, but the week before. Do you remember that back that far, GT, or should we just kind of skip on ahead?
I don't know. You do Achieving Halo. I do Fraggin' Fridays. But Fraggin' Fridays, couple of weeks. Yes, you did say Achieving Halo. By the way, Fraggin' Friday, tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Twitch. We will have a poll in our Discord. So be sure to swing by and vote. Last Friday, before Thanksgiving, we played some. We had some fun in for Friday. We played some Halo 5, got into and did some Warzone, and let's see, one butt kicked one, and then we went into customs.
So overall, good night.
We did pretty good.
Cool. Very nice. Well, on the Achieving Halo side, the actual Achieving Halo side of things, managed to get both of the Lone Wolf Reach campaign achievements. So the one where you get 30,000 points and the one where you get 150,000 points.
Nice.
On the last mission. So it was a little bit of a pain trying to figure out a strategy that actually worked for me, because the best way to do it is you turn all skulls on and you put...
Hide. Oh.
It on. Well, you have to get points, so you can't exactly hide. Put on easy difficulty, and then you just backsmack all the elites that come and rush you. And it takes about 45 minutes to an hour to do, and manage to knock both of those out. So now I'm almost literally stuck on Lazos and a couple of the matchmaking ones. I have 13 achievements left in MCC. So slowly grinding them down, one achievement at a time.
Nice.
Yeah. Lazos are going to be a pain in the butt. I am not looking forward to those. I know GT's not going to touch them. DJ, have you even tried to touch them at all, or are you just kind of...
Which ones? Lazos?
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah. I do. I like when we do our... Usually when we do our group timed runs, we'll sometimes run it up on Legendary just so we can get the... But I don't bother with Lazos on as a solo player, just because it's a lot of effort and I don't really care that much.
Fair enough.
I would rather play it with other people and do it as a group, just so I can say done it. But no, we'll do our legendary runs for the legendary in less than 3 hours. We'll do that as a group. Usually I do that with the Noble TV. And we'll once we figure out our path, because we're really good with that speedrun style, and then we will take people in groups of twos and get them and earn them those achievements with them.
Okay.
We were busting butt the other week through Halo 4 on PC because I played that so unbelievably many times.
Yeah.
Many times that I know that campaign front and backward.
And I need to go back and do Spartanops at some point just to kind of experience that.
I was saddened Spartanops is having issues with its audio on the cinematics. Yeah. So, because you didn't have the cinematics on H4 in MCC on the Xbox, because you had to go to the Halo Waypoint site or go to the Halo.
Well, that should be
the Halo Channel or Halo Hub, whatever.
Now on the console.
Yeah, it's now it's there, but yeah, it's just having issues. They're working on it though.
Okay.
In fact, it may already be solved because I let them know like 2 weeks ago.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you can't. There's no crossplay for campaign or for. Or for Spartanops.
Yeah. I know this is jumping ahead a little bit, but in in the development and flight update from 2 weeks ago, they said that they were planning a patch in December to address a lot of the bug fixes that the community has been reporting. So we should get an MCC update sometime this month. So
eventually. It'll happen when it happens.
Yep.
It'll happen when it happens.
On the company commendation front, in Halo 5, we still have 22 out of 31. We are now under the 100 mark for vehicle splatters, so that's getting pretty close.
Finally,
yeah, nice. We are within the 100 mark.
None more.
Taking them away. Yeah, with the headshots, we are still a little bit away from that. We have another just over 11,000 there to go.
We must all be really bad shots. I mean,
it's just a lot.
I'm not knocking the community, but really.
It's a lot of headshots.
Yeah,
I would think in this amount of time we could come up with 29,160 or 600.
That's 291,000.
Yeah, 291,600 headshots. I mean, the game is 5 years old.
Just go into SWAT. Just play SWAT all the time.
I do when I'm not playing Fiesta.
Well, if you're doing Fiesta, there's not a lot of headshots in there. If you're doing
it,
compared to like how many explosives that you're, I mean, yes, if you are lucky enough to get the sniper, sure.
It's Fiesta. You always get a sniper
at some point. Yes. And then you get blown up with a rocket launcher or a saw.
Usually. Yeah. Usually right answer. After you spawn with Norfang, you die.
There you go.
Anyway.
Standard issue, we have just over 17,000 of those left. So that's the update on the commendations that we got. Over on our Tales from the Foxhole segment, we've got a couple of updates from MH Cosplay. He's doing lots of really cool stuff with his different weapon stuff that he's been making. His latest update that he has given us is, I think, on a assault rifle. I'm trying to find where he posted it.
BR.
The BR? Okay. So he's been continuing to work on a lot of commission stuff and continues to do that. I cannot oh, it's down here. That's why. I was looking in the wrong friction section. Yes, a BR.
Look and in the right like, section, Dust.
Yeah. It's either a Halo 2 or a Halo 3 BR because it has the round scope on it.
Actually, he says...
Halo 2 Anniversary.
H2A paint job, at least.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And it's a suppressed BR. It's got a suppressor on the end of it.
Yes. Yes, it does.
I would still like to commission a gunsmith to make one for real.
A Halo battle rifle?
Mm-hmm. I don't have that much money.
How much would something like that cost?
That probably would be anywhere from, I would rough guess, I probably were $70,000 to $100,000, because it'd pretty much all have to be handmade.
Jeez. That's insane.
It kind of all depends on how much they could scavenge out of a weapon that already exists.
And then reshape and repurpose it without...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I guess...
It's a lot of work.
Would you make it single shot, or would you try to do the triple shot?
Oh, no. It's got to be... If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. I ain't going to have the money, so it doesn't make any difference. It's like I'd really like to buy a warthog or build a warthog, but I don't have the money to do it, so I can't do it anyway.
Fair enough.
I can just dream.
There you go. Dream that it might come real someday.
Dream the impossible. Right, who knows? Dream.
It might. Oh. And then we have Spartan0398 over on our Discord sharing a little art piece he did. He kind of redid the 2019 Halo Infinite key art and did his own little interpretation of it.
Looks really good.
Yeah. That's over in the artwork channel over on the Discord, so feel free to go check it out if you wish. And that's it for our Tales from the Foxhole segment this week. Again, if you want us to talk about anything on the show that you want to share with the community, head on over to our Discord. Drop a link to whatever you want us to talk about. It could be anything in game, like if it's a screenshot or a film, or if you are making cool stuff like Image Cosplays or Spartan is making, then feel free to drop it in our Discord and we'll talk about it. GT, what do we got for matchmaking updates? I realize the next one isn't updated, so take your time on the Halo 5 one.
For the December 3rd, in other words, this weekend, we have the Winter 2021 Arena Season starting. We also have Core Play rotating in for Triple Team. On December 8th, 343 Day kicks off a global double XP for the holidays.
Woot woot!
Work on that 152! Yeah, I'm not going
to... Which, fun fact, actually, real quick. During the live stream that I did for Achieving Halo, Keys said that he got his 152.
Cool. Nice.
Congrats, Keys. Yeah.
So there you go.
Way to go. And then also for December 8th, Warzone Turbo will go live. We're not done yet. We'll have Castle Wars, Holiday Fiesta, and Husky Raid go live for the holidays as well. So...
Cool.
For the rest of the month.
We need less than 100 splatters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Castle Wars, anybody? Castle Wars
it is. Yeah, baby. Let's do it. And I'll be nearly done with the Halo Mole Mission at that point, so I'll actually be able to play some Halo.
Nice.
Yes.
Play some Halo.
Looking forward to it. It's been such a grind. If you guys haven't, I'm gonna shameless plug this again. If you guys haven't checked out the Halo Mole, I know it's probably not everyone's thing, but it's been a long passion project. Please go check it out. It's over on, just search the Halo Mole on Twitter and YouTube. You'll find it. So, yeah. Sorry. It's just been 7 years since we've been making it. Anyways, what's coming up for only? MCC? Yeah, only.
Let's see. Did you get it updated?
Yes. Should just be 2 bullet points.
Well, apparently it hadn't updated on my screen yet.
Okay. I can just read them off if it's...
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and read them off.
All right. For the Master Chief Collection, we have Shoddy Snipers coming back in the Social 4v4 and FFA. And then Turkey Time, which was what happened during last week, goes back into the oven until next year.
So got it.
If you had the chance to play MCC over the holiday break, what you got was Turkey Fiesta, Turkey Carvers, Wishbone Brawl, Black Friday, which is melees only, and Tryptophan.
And then, I really wish I'd got to play that. Yeah. I'm guessing the zombies or one faction moves really slow.
It's an infection variant.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
It's Fat Man is what it is.
I'm thinking it might be. Probably. Geez. And there's a turkey nameplate. I don't know if it's the same one as they've had the previous years. I didn't get a chance to play it all, so I honestly don't know. But they had all weekly challenges, awarding double XP, and a couple other things that they had up there last week. So that was it for the Master Chief Collection. Since we did flip over to a new month, we do have a new MCC development update.
They develop stuff.
Yeah, they do. Not too much new here that we don't already know, but there is a couple of things. So apparently they've been doing these extra XP events. They actually started this one back in the middle of November, and they plan on doing some more of them. From the 16th to the 23rd, they had a double medal XP. So any XP that you get from medals that was doubled. Going on now, and it's over now, but from the 25th to December 2nd, they had double weekly challenge XP. And starting on the 8th through January 1st, you'll have double medal XP again. So any medals that you earn in matchmaking, you will get double the XP for.
Got it.
There is a community mailbag where Postums and Danager Patrick answer some of your questions. Scoops kind of chimes in there every once in a while as well. Nothing really big and new here. They talk about some of the unlockables, like some of the stuff that's seasoned that's meant to be always unlockable versus some of the time-sensitive stuff. Talk about the possibility of Halo 1 and 2 getting four-player split screen, and it's not something that they're actively working on, but if the community manages to mod it in, then they'll take a look at making it official. So if you're a modder out there and want to try to make it work and it's stable enough, then 343 might give you a call. Who knows?
Cool.
Yeah. And then nothing else really big on there. They did, however, implement the push-to-talk feature for Gamepad. So it is on by default from the update that they pushed. So if you want to turn that off, that option is now under the audio settings in the settings piece of the game. The stuff that's in active development for upcoming flighting, they're still going to be doing flighting, so don't get rid of your Halo Insider profile just yet. But some of the big ones, Steam account linking, some more frame rate type stuff, custom game browser, PC file share, and yeah, that's all the big ticket
PC
items.
PC file browser. Yeah. Browser. Yeah.
They're hoping to have the custom game browser in a flight before the end of the year. So we might be getting the flight here soon. Who knows? In the design iteration, additional mod support, additional accessibility support, and HDR support for PC. And on the backlog is idle system improvements and split screen on PC. And that's about it. So again, nothing much, just a couple of short updates. The next thing we have is a new book.
Yay, more yes. Books.
Yeah.
For best not to read for 3 years.
Shut up. I knew you were going to make a comment about it. Yeah. This one is called Point of Light. This is by Kelly Gay. And, fun little fact, the cover art was made by Pixel Flare.
Right?
Yeah. He's been doing lots of really cool stuff for Halo recently. So any of the time where you've seen those weapon skin slideshow type things on the Halo Twitter, and I don't know if they put on Instagram or stuff like that, but that's all been Pixel Flare. He also did the Halo 4 animated cover for when Halo 4 released on Steam. He's done that. And quite a few other things. And now he has a, like, it's not that the other things are, I don't know what a better word is. I was going to say legit, but not to say the other things aren't legit. But this one is firmly planted within kind of the Halo franchise now in a book, which
I
is
like
really
his
cool.
Rendition of the Ace of Spades.
I like all the glowy bits.
It's Pixel Flare. There's always glowy bits. It's in his name. Flare.
Yep. And we've got Spark. Spark is looking really nice.
Yeah.
And DJ, since you were the one that actually asked Grim Brother won this, what is the proper way to say Forge's name?
It's Ryan. As in, like, Orion, but it's like, think of rye bread on. Also, why did I go blurry? Hold up the Tinkerbell cup. Everything will be fine.
I don't know why you went blurry.
Did it do its thing? No. Come on, yep.
Yes. Come on. Focus.
Focus,
oh,
you.
Oh, never mind. It's getting... Yay! There we go.
Yes, I drink from Tinkerbell. I'm like, whatever. yeah, it's Ryan. Like Orion.
Yep. You got it, Eric Kibu. Orion program. Ryan. Yep. There you go. And we have a Halo ring. We have the Ace of Spades. They're on some planet. And I don't know.
Check out the latest Canon.
The galaxy in the background is supposed to be the Milky Way or something else. So who knows?
Oh, it's good looking art.
Yeah. We do have a little description.
Pre-order now.
Yeah. We do have a little description. DJ, would you like to read the description of the book?
Sure. In August of 2558, Ryan Forge was once defined by her relentless quest for hope amidst the refuse and wreckage of a post-Covenant War galaxy. Years spent searching for family as much as fortune, but that was before Ryan and the crew of her salvage ship Ace of Spades encountered a powerful yet tragic being who forever altered their lives. This remnant from eons past, when the Forerunners once thrived, brought with it a revelation of ancient machinations and a shocking, brutal history. Unfortunately, the Ace crew also made dire enemies of the Office of Naval Intelligence in the process, with the constant threat of capture and incarceration a very real possibility. Now, with tensions mounting and Oni forces closing in, Ryan and her companions commit to this being's very personal mission, unlocking untold secrets and even deadlier threats that have been hidden away for centuries from an unsuspecting universe. Halo Point of Light is slated to release on March 2nd, 2021, and can be ordered via the link that we will post in chat right now.
Yep. It is to Simon & Schuster, which they probably have links off to Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all those other places where you can buy digital books and physical books.
Yep.
So there you go.
Audible.com.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this. Especially after just seeing everything that Spark was going through, and now he has his old human memories back, kind of mixed in with his monitor memories, and all that stuff is just very interesting and cool. And we just got to see a little glimpse.
To see where they take the story.
Yeah. Because we got a touch of it. Like, especially when Spark kind of talked with the librarian and what he wanted to do with his new family, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do with the story, because I've actually really enjoyed the stories.
Yes. I'm looking forward to reading Troy Denning's stories this holiday. Speaking of, also in this Cannon Fodder, because this is issue 110 of Cannon Fodder, technically. This is spoilers for me, but I read the article, so it's not spoilers anymore. But there is a hidden portal facility on Reach that was mentioned in the book under the Minichite Mountain. And it is And it is actually in reference to the High Noon map that was remade for Halo Reach in the CE Anniversary map pack. So that's cool to have a novel piece of lore tied back to the games. So go check out High Noon, and you can see part of the actual novel in real time. And then we put the whole Oni Archive propaganda thing to bed. The last Oni Archive for the release of Halo 4 was out last week. Yeah, I think last week.
Yeah.
And this kind of puts a little bow on the little discussions that we've had with the officer talking or going over the Oni archives. I would definitely recommend going to Haruspice's blog, because he does a really good write-up of, and it's a pretty short read for a Haruspice article, actually. But he goes through all the different episodes, what they were broken down into, and some of the little tidbits that you could pull out and reference into the rest of the Halo franchise. But the eagle eye and eagle ear, for a lot of people, will probably realize some references that are made throughout this last one in particular. Some operations were listed off, some other names that we have heard before. I won't spoil them here. I'm going to make you do a little bit of digging work. Jeff does mention some of the implications and references that were made over on the Cannon Fodder article. So I'm going to recommend you go check that out, and also check out Haruspice's blog, because actually they link to it on the Cannon Fodder. Also, Toa Freak did a little recap of the entire thing as well on his YouTube channel, and that was also called out in the Cannon Fodder. So lots of cool little lore bits. Not necessarily directly Halo Infinite tied, but still cool little lore bits nonetheless. So there we go. On the social side of things, we have a cute little tweet from Microsoft following the story of Rufus, a pup who dreams to help find the joy and adventure of all the Microsoft worlds, including returning a frag grenade to Master Chief.
Wow.
Did you guys see that?
I'm actually watching it now.
DJ, have you seen it?
But no, I have not seen it yet.
Yeah, it's about halfway in where Chief is running through a battlefield. He throws a grenade and then Rufus just brings it back to him. Then Chief kind of looks at the, breaks the fourth wall, like, looks at the camera and is like,
I don't want it.
It's really cute. It's really cute. And then there's the winter 2021 season has made its way to Halo 5 and core play has returned. So if you're one of those people that like to rank up and get your season placing in Halo 5, then those have reset and the winter season is here. We have a Fiction Friday. DJ, you want to take it?
Sure. All right.
Near the
Fiction Friday, once a flourishing and vibrant colony world, Alluvian was home to millions of humans before the Covenant arrived in 2542. Alluvian being the basically the water pit map and launch facility in H5's
Warzone,
which is one of my favorite things ever. I wish that we could have done more with the exploration and figuring out exactly how that water was kept at bay.
Yeah, because it's almost kind of gives you that vibe from the kind of around the foundry on the Ark.
Yeah.
Because I think they have something similar to that. All right. No worries. So the last thing that we have is the audio field team did a little supercut. So the Halo YouTube channel had that in there. Oh, Thorne's parents died in Alluvion. All right. Thank you, Eric Ibu, for that little tidbit. I did not know that. We've got a couple of community highlights to cover. We've already talked about the Haruspis Oni Archives blog that he wrote up. We've also got the Halo 4 Mega Pack by Halo Customs. This is 142 maps and 127 game modes that were popular back in the Halo 4 Prime days, and they have made it in a made available in a download, so you can just download the maps and modes to your PC. There's instructions over on Halo Customs on how to get those maps and game types into the right folders on your PC. And this is actually over on their subreddit if you want to go check that out. I have not actually looked at the contents, but given how many customs there were in Halo 4 that kind of evolved from Breach and 3 and some of the new stuff with the new game modes, bound to find some good ones in there. Over on the community content side of things, not too much to go over. We've got a lot of podcast updates. Of course, new installments from HCS Pro Talk, Podcast Evolved, Finish the Fight Podcast, and Sacred Icon Halo. So you can go, feel free to check those out. Haruspis was on Sacred Icon Halo for their last two episodes, which are titled A Day of Requiem. And I think this is them just kind of recapping Halo 4's story with the recent release of Halo 4 on PC.
Which looks gorgeous, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I've been loving it.
Yeah. On the YouTube side of things, not a lot there either. A lot of new stuff to talk about. There really hasn't been much new anyways. There is a couple of things. Obviously, General Heat has his stuff always just crazy glitches that you can do in Halo. So those are always good to fun. Go and check out. Rocket Sloth actually had an update to their ODST glyphs investigation that they've been doing. So that's an interesting watch if you want to do that. And then Rejected Shotgun has, I think, put kind of the finishing touches on his massive Halo 3 Arcbound map that he's been working on as well. And for some reason, a lot of the links I put into the show notes didn't save. I recently updated OneNote and now it almost crashes every time I put a YouTube link in it. So I think I have to refix those. But anyways. And then the last little thing, I posted this over in the Discord. I don't know if I know GTU saw it. DJ, I don't know if you saw it, but this is kind of a Halo theme mashup. And this is done by, his name is Mitchell Broom. And he's done a lot of other mashups, not necessarily just Halo, but he's done some Halo stuff previously. And this takes Halo 1, 2, and 3 and Wars and kind of combines it in a really epic mashup. It's really well done. So if you need something to kind of get you prepped up in the morning, I think this is a nice little mashup to kind of get you going.
Nice.
We've got our typical artwork tweets that we have. Not a lot of new stuff here either. We've got three new things from Tom Jurassic with his little minifigs. Ezel VFX has redone again the... Actually, I think that's from last week. Did these not work either? I think this whole page just didn't save. Whatever. Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah. Grey Wolf XN, those are updated, but...
Wow, that's beautiful, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mitchell Broom?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well done.
Yep. He has a couple other Halo ones on there if you want to check out some of the other stuff he's done. And then Halo VFX, he is working on a really... So this is the guy who did... I'm looking up what the actual thing was called, but this is the really well-done CGI thing that we saw in the Halo Spotlight a few months ago. Operation Charity Falls. So he's been working on Episode 3. He has been doing some Flood stuff. He's made a Flood Brute and a Flood Spore and a really weird looking infection form that's based off of some like concept art for Halo that hasn't even been used before. Just search Halo VFX on Twitter. This guy, I was actually in a Discord call with him, and he does some animation for The Mandalorian. So this guy is in the industry and he knows his stuff.
Interesting.
Which is why Operation Charity Falls looks so freaking amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. If we can ever get him on the show, I would really love to talk to the guy. He was cool to talk to in the Discord call, and like, he was really chill too, but he's just incredible.
Maybe you can get us a Baby Yoda.
On the community musing side of things, we only have the Trivia Tuesdays from Halopedia that I managed to write down. So, GT, if you would like to take those.
Sure.
Go for it.
Halopedia is Trivia Tuesday. Did you know that the Blastacular pack for Halo 2 was originally slated to include 3 maps, not 2? I didn't know that. The third was to be an original asymmetric map focusing on modes like One Flag CTF, but it was cut for time. Imagine that. They cut something out of Halo 2 because of the time crunch. So the pack
this
was released.
This was after the game was released.
Yeah. So the pack was released, wouldn't clash with Halo 3's beta. Oh, okay.
And if you go to the tweet, there's a response tweet to that that actually links to an interview with Max Obermann from Certain Affinity. And he goes into a little more detail on what the map was, why it got cut into, or why they cut it because of the development that they were doing in Halo 3 and all that stuff. So if you want a little more detail, head on over to the tweet, find the response tweet to that, and watch the interview. The link that they have is towards the end of the interview, so it kind of cuts in to about 45 minutes out of an hour-long interview, so you don't have to watch the whole thing to get to the good bits, if you want to check that out.
Which is good.
Yeah. And what's our other one?
For the second one, did you know that during E3 2012, Halo 4's campaign demo, there was a ambient light, come on, brain. Sorry, did you know that during the E3 2012 Halo 4 campaign demo, there was ambient life in the form of flying squids? Did not catch that. This creature, however, would not survive the demo.
Space squids.
I remember that demo. I don't remember the flying squids, but also
I don't either.
I've played so much of the game since then. It may have just been filtered on my brain.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I remember seeing the demo.
It feels like something that we saw in Halo 5, like on Genesis almost.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. Whatever it is.
least that's what it feels like. Yeah, I don't know. Interesting stuff, though. So
wow.
Yeah. And then that's it for the podcast. Again, just kind of catching up since we've been away for 2 weeks. Next week, we'll be taking a break from the mainline news unless there's something big and breaking in the Halo community. But if there isn't anything, then we're going to do our project update next week. So we'll go over all the fan mods and games that are out there. And then the following week, we will be doing our Halo 2020 retrospective podcast, where we talk about all the cool stuff that's happened in the Halo universe and franchise since the start of the year. We had the E3 demo of Halo Infinite. We've had the entire Master Chief Collection come out on PC. We've had all the new toys and a whole bunch of new promotions for Halo Infinite come out. So while it's been a pretty quiet year for Halo, there's still quite a few things that happened this year for Halo, and we'll talk about that. And that'll lead into the holiday season. I don't think, unfortunately, Christmas and New Year's drops on Thursday this year, or sorry, on Friday. And kind of going into those days, we might take one of those days off. So 24th, I will actually be busy. I will not be available. So I think we're going to take the 24th off. We may take the 31st off. So the 17th might be the final podcast of the year that we'll do live. We will probably do an off live show of some kind on the weekend to kind of fill in some of the gaps so we can still have some content every week.
Oh,
but what?
We should do a brunch show.
Ooh.
We'll call it H&M, Halo and Mimosas.
I mean, we could make it happen.
When DJ says,
and we do a live playthrough, and every time we have to finish our mimosa every time we get through the next level, the next mission in the game.
That might be a little too much.
No, we'll be bawling by the end of Halo 4. It'll be great. We may be crying before the end of Halo 4. Who knows?
Are we including Spartan Ops in that or not?
No, that's unhealthy. That's liver damage. What's wrong with you?
But anyway, so that's our lineup for the rest of the year. Of course, on the 31st, if we're not doing the podcast, I will probably be streaming at least for a little bit up until maybe a couple hours before New Year's Eve. But the 24th will definitely be taking off. So that means next week we'll do our projects update, and the following week we'll do our Halo retrospective. And I don't see a lot of people on here tonight. I think it's just Eric Kibu, but we're going to do a giveaway.
Yay!
Every time we do a podcast,
free stuff.
We're going to be doing a giveaway. That's right. This podcast, we are giving away a couple of Game Pass codes. I have a 1 month Xbox Game Pass and a 14 day of Game Pass Ultimate. So for those that are in the chat right now, go ahead and type exclamation Game Pass, and that'll be for the Game Pass 1 month. And this is just Xbox Game Pass. Eric Kibu is the only one typing right now. So I see six other people that are in the chat. Go ahead and type exclamation Game Pass in there. We don't have a bot to do it, so I'm just going to be manually checking. If you want this, I'll let it run for a couple of minutes, and then we'll raffle the winner of that, and then we'll do the ultimate after that. So doing that this time. Next time, we're going to be doing... I got to figure out if I can do this. If I can, we're going to try to do a Master Chief collection on Steam. Unfortunately, you just can't get codes, so I'm going to see if there's a way where... if we give it away, if I can just get the Steam username and then give it directly that way. And then to wrap it up on the 17th, I have a whole collection of Halo Wars 2 stuff, including the Prima guide, one of the little face controllers one of the controllers that came out for Halo Wars 2, and a couple other Halo Wars 2 specific stuff to go along with a Halo Wars 2 game code. So that'll be kind of the big giveaway of the year, because there's no Xbox Series X available for us to give away this year. So that's our concession to doing giveaways for this month. We'll have a giveaway every podcast that we do. So if you're listening to this podcast after the fact, then make sure you check out the next couple of live shows, because we'll be giving stuff away for both of those live shows as well.
Free stuff!
Yeah, free stuff!
Yay!
All right, I only see Erykubu in here for Game Pass, so you might win by default, Erykubu, and I might let you choose whether you want the Game Pass or the Ultimate.
You were killed by default.
Yes. All right, that is going to wrap it up for us tonight. Before we jump off, though, where can people find you, starting with DJ?
You can find me live right here on Twitch at twitch.tv/DJBluePDX, or you can also hit me up on social media. That's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, mostly just Twitter, at DJBluePDX.
Bing. Yeah. Right. And GT, what about you?
You can find me on the Twitters at GodzillaTodd, on Xbox Live and Twitch at GodzillaT.
Cool.
Look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night for our Friggin' Fridays.
Yeah. And for me, you can find me Duststorm on Twitch, Duststorm on Twitter, Duststorm117 on Facebook, and just search Duststorm. It usually finds me in some form or fashion, wherever I'm at. As for that, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for watching and or listening. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for PodTackler on those platforms, and you will find that wherever you are. We are live on Twitch every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For our podcast, we have Fraggin' Friday, which GT just mentioned, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time Fridays as well. And then Achieving Halo at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. You can find us on Discord, our Spartan Company, and our Xbox Club. On Discord, you can hit that up by going to podtaggler.com/discord. And if you're over there, feel free to share some Halo stories, some cool little Halo moments that we can talk about during our Tales from the Foxhole segment at the beginning of the show. We'd love to hear about that. Also, join our Spartan Company to help us get those company accommodations, since we have a little extra time with the infinite delay to try to get the Achilles helmet. See how well that goes. And you can find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, Amazon Podcasts, Stitcher. Wherever you listen to your podcast, you should be able to find us. Again, if there is a place where you listen to podcasts that we are not, reach out to us, let us know, and we will get that sorted out as quickly as possible. I'd like to give a moment to shout out all of our Twitch subscribers. You guys have been blowing it out of the water this year. Could not be more thankful for you guys putting forward all the subscriptions. It's been quite an amazing year to see all the support, especially given what the world's going through right now. So thank you so much for everything that you guys have done. Pins being the longest one, he just renewed for the 63rd month in the row at the beginning of this podcast. So thank you very much, Pins, and all the other subscribers on Twitch for your active contributions. Also, shout outs to our patrons who are contributing to us over on Patreon. We have Confal, we have Pins Halo also contributing over there, and then we have Austin Webrink contributing over there as well, which he is in line for a guest host at some point. I don't know if that's either next month or in 3 months. So he will be getting able to redeem that little perk on Patreon here pretty soon. And if you wish, you can donate to us through PayPal if you'd rather do the direct monetary route instead. PodTaggler.com/donate is the place to go. Any final thoughts, gentlemen, before we put a close to this episode? DJ, I always know you got something.
I would absolutely love to do Halo and Mimosas.
I've never had a mimosa before, so it'll be an interesting experience.
Oh, dear Lord. Do you know what a mimosa is?
I actually don't.
It is basically champagne with orange juice. You mix the two, a flute, drink it.
Okay. You have to I don't like fizzies, so...
It's a great recipe for a headache.
I don't like fizzy drinks, so is there an alternative
to... I say this in jest.
Is there an alternative to champagne? Because I don't like fizzy drinks.
You can pretty much put anything in there, and that's definitely a 21 and over stream.
Okay. Erykubu's like, what's a mimosa as well? All right. That's going to wrap it up for the show tonight, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in. We will catch you all either on one of our other streams or in the next live podcast. Next download. Keep on fragging them trucks.
Laters.